I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. There's nothing like a good New Year's Eve party to usher in fresh hope and zesty possibilities. Unfortunately, for residents of Los Angeles, New Year's revels may have sparked the devastating Palisades and Eaton fires early in January 2025. Investigations into the cause of California's third most destructive fire ever are still underway, but the byproduct of its destruction is confirmed. Over 23,000 acres scorched, nearly 7,000 structures destroyed or damaged. Sadly, these most recent fire catastrophes are part of a global wildfire trend that has spread like a rash. The U.S. and Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Greece, regions across Europe, and Siberia are all experiencing more frequent and more intense wildfires. Off-season, overnight, why are wildfires so unstoppable? Experts point to new climate realities locking 45% of the U.S. in a persistent drought. And although modern storms produce more lightning than before, people cause 85% of all wildfires, which is a problem because more people are residing in what firefighters call the Wildland-Urban Interface, or WUI, or WUI. WUIs are areas where civilization and wilderness tangle together and where fire danger always runs high. The Palisades fire swept through a WUI. Converting food waste to compost is one surefire way people living anywhere can help snuff the destabilizing climate conditions feeding today's wildfire crisis. So don't WUI. Be helpful. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.